ZB.
Welcome to Thursday morning, 7 past 7. Still 1-0 to Brazil over Serbia, and still 1-0 as far as the other game's concerned, Switzerland over Costa Rica, and so we'll keep you posted on the World Cup as we go. So the claim is the new petrol tax would hit the poorest the hardest, and we'll look at this in the next half hour of the program, along with the business out of Taranaki. Yesterday, we all saw yesterday's horrific crash in Taranaki, worst in 13 years, 7 dead, just confirmed this morning, 7 are dead, one other had life-threatening injuries. Road policing manager David White says the deaths don't just hit hard for the families.
Well, our thoughts are with the families, but for our staff, we have feelings too. We'll deal with those involved, but later on we will provide support for our staff. A lot of our staff have young families, and having to deal with that is not pleasant, but our thoughts are with their family first. They are the ones that have actually lost the baby.
So what do we make of all of this? I mean, how do we even begin to deal with this? Once again, we wonder if there's something we are missing here when it comes to the road toll. Research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, former Transport Ministry analyst Sam Warburton is back with us. Sam, good morning to you.
Kia ora, Mike.
It looks like one crossed the centre line. Where do you start? What do you say, for goodness sake? Open road, on a corner, high speed, conditions reasonably good. Where do you start with that?
Well, I was last on your show about 9 months ago, where we were talking about the rising road toll and how no one had really picked it up over the past 4 years. Ministry of Transport and NZTA really hadn't been saying anything. Police had been saying a little bit. And really, it's the whole policy has been one of our biggest national tragedies, I think. We've seen recently this MEF debacle, but the road toll's right up there as well with a government failure.
Government failure, is it? There are more people in the country, there are more cars on the roads. Doesn't that automatically, in some way, shape or form, lead to more accidents?
Well, it does, but the road toll's been going up 60% over the past 4 years, and travel's only up about 15%. So the death rate is, the chance of dying on the road is about 40% higher than it was a few years ago.
Jeez.
And it's something that the ministry should have picked up a couple of years ago, and we should have been putting in place median barriers and safety improvements long ago. We're seeing a bit of change under the new government, which is good to see, but it's sad it's getting to this point.
Is it an investment thing? So you say median barriers. Median barriers are very expensive. Is that the problem? They look at that and they go, well, we weigh it up, the cost versus, the ongoing road toll. We don't need to spend the money.
That'll be true in some spots, but median barriers are actually very, very cheap. So you could put median barriers up and down the state highway network. So the whole state highway network across New Zealand for about $800 million. Now, that's a very rough estimate. It'll be much costlier in some parts, and you won't do it in some parts where it doesn't make sense. And you need spots where people can turn around on the road if they miss their turn-off or they spot a site that they want to go.
You do this on open roads, right?
Yeah, that's right. But it's all very cheap, and most safety improvements are very cheap. In Auckland alone, they say they've got 300 high-risk intersections, which, if they were to fix, would, for every dollar spent, return in economic and social benefits, and most of this is reduced deaths and serious injuries, about $3 to $10 for every dollar spent.
But, so it's literally money?
Well, it is, but the money's been spent in other areas. So the last government had a focus on several big highways, and they each cost about $1.6 billion. For half of that cost, we could have put in median barriers in all the spots where it's needed.
So given what you said about this Labor government, they are spending on road safety, and Julianne Gent has made it a personal mission of hers. You would then expect, when I invite you back in a year or two, once these things are built, for the road toll to be starting to fall?
Well, it takes a while. So I don't know why the ministry says it's going to take a year, but they reckon it's going to take about a year to come up with a proper plan to implement these things, and I think that's just sort of standard slow government processes. Like, if this was a private business, if this was the electricity market, and electrocutions were going up 40% over 4 years, damn right they would have picked this up a couple of years earlier and done something about it much sooner.
Very good analogy, Sam. Appreciate your time very much, and we'll get you back as well. Sam Warburton, it is a